Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Audio Fanfic. And today we are listening to Bauer Barbecue 2018, Episode 2, Part 6. This is a fanfic story about the Bauer Barbecue, and it's set up to be more like the television show episode. So we have scenes and episodes, and today we've got two scenes, and there's some kind of key things as we head towards the end of the 2018 barbecue. Bauer Barbecue 2018, Episode 2, Part 6, by Robin Sue Farm. Scene 26. Ed collected Holly, took her hand, and led her over to the tree in the side yard. Holly looked nonplussed. "What's the big deal, Ed? We've been traveling by ourselves for months. Now we're back with friends and family. What do you want? What do you have to tell me in private now?" Holly looked over to where Blake had walked away from Frank. "I'm worried about Blake." "Holly, give me your hands. This is important." "I've been thinking about it for a long time. You asked me before what I had to do, and I didn't deliberately meet Jim at the cemetery. I was going there to talk to Maureen." "You don't think I mind if you want to talk to Maureen, do you? She was the love of your life, I know that. I don't begrudge you missing her or even talking to her, Ed. I understand. I might have been insecure in my life, but not enough that I'm jealous of a dead woman." No, I just wanted to tell you, before I did this, I had to talk to Maureen and feel like I had her blessing." "Blessing for what? Us? You've left it a bit late. We've been traveling together for years." "For the next step, Holly. Like you said, Maureen is the love of my life, and no matter all the crap I put her through, I was hers. I hate like hell to admit it, but despite all the god-awful things Roger did to you, I think Roger is the love of your life. But they're both gone now. These last 9 years have been so great, traveling around the world. I couldn't have had a better partner." A smile played around Holly's lips. "Yes, God help me. Roger was the love of my life. But these last 9 years, they've been some of the best in my life. Footloose and fancy-free, seeing all the places you always read about all over the world, coming back to play with the grandkids, and then dumping them back on their parents whenever we want. I'm so glad you came after me that day, and I'm even gladder I went with you. But why do you have to tell me this now?" "Because, Holly, we're getting older now. It's been one thing for us to just travel around 10 years ago, but I think it's time we faced facts. From a legal perspective, it's just easier, so much less paperwork. We've always loved each other, even when we weren't in love with each other. That's why we've fallen back together so many times. Holly, these last 9 years, I never cheated on you, and I can't say that about anybody else, even Maureen. So what do you say, Holly? Will you marry me?" "No. Just no, Ed." Holly walked off, leaving Ed goggling after her. Scene 27. Frank came up behind Alan Michael, who had calmed down enough to be enjoying a plate of food at one of the tables that surrounded the pool. "Hey, I've been looking for you." Frank took the chair next to AM and turned it sideways and then sat down on it with his arms crossed on the chair back. "Did you get some of Michelle's pie yet? She gets better every year. I defy anyone to tell this from Grandma Bert." "No, I haven't been hungry today. I've been worrying over some stuff." "Yeah? What's that?" "Blake asked me not to tell you something, but I think she's wrong." "That sounds like Blake. Forthcoming isn't a word I'd associate with her. What is it today? She stole my car or something?" Alan Michael laughed. Frank didn't join in. "God, she didn't, did she? I was just joking." Frank shook his head. "It's something a bit more serious. I know we haven't always thought the most of each other over the years, but we're both fathers, and I think we need to stick together. Alan Michael abandoned his food. Molly? This is about Molly. What does Blake know about Molly? She just found out today, as far as I can tell. But I think you need to know. I think you need to know that you broke when you broke up Jason and Molly last summer. Well, apparently they just went underground. They're still dating. Alan Michael froze for a minute, and then he was up and gone. Molly! Frank sighed. Well, that didn't go well. And that's the end of today's fanfic. I hope you will join us again tomorrow as we continue on. And I think, let's see, there's part 7. And, yeah, part 7 is the end of the episode. We'll do that tomorrow. And then we have, there we go. And then we have an epilogue that after that. So that should be 2 more days of, it should be 2 more days of recording, and then we will, have them done in time to publish this during Bauer Barbecue Week. Thank you for listening to me, and if you want to read it yourself or jump ahead, you can find it at glmanny.wordpress.com. If you search for Bauer Barbecue 2016, it should bring you up a post with links to all the individual parts. I hope you've been enjoying the fanfic and that I will get back to you soon and join us again for the best of GL Manning.